Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Oh, come on. It's 8 a.m. Central Time in Chicagoland. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and globally. When you log on, blogtalkradio.com, you have privy to discovering what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And be sure and log on to my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And if you want to talk with me up front and personal, you can call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Did you know that your life is a blank canvas? You are the creator. You get to design your life your way. And today's show is about an unlikely ballerina. Oh, did you know that Rahmi Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, studied ballet? And I want to share with you landscapes with moving figures for ballet devotees by Laura Jacobs. She happens to be my niece. And dance became Laura's life, her longing. But more about that later. Why did I choose movement? Why did I choose the discipline of ballet? Because at the age of 11, I was introduced to it. It literally changed my life. And I sometimes wonder what my life would be like if I had not been introduced to it. And at the age of 12, I was touring the States during the summer months with ballet ensembles. I had the privilege of learning about life and the momentum, the movement of life by top professionals in the field of classical ballet, which segued into haute couture, high fashion. But now remember, let's take, a nice big yawn and a big cat stretch, and let's just pretend we're having our morning coffee. Just the two of us. You and I, just having coffee. According to Robin Williams, spring is nature's way of saying, let's party. Oh, you know, those of us in the Midwest, I think the entire country. Last week, we had temperatures in the 80s. Yesterday, we had snow. Can you believe that? We had snow. Now, I don't know what the temp is today. In fact, thank goodness I didn't uncover all the patio furniture on our lanai. And a lanai is a balcony. A lanai is in Hawaii that we just love. And I was so excited about the 80-degree temperature, I was ready to take my big plants out. They're palm plants. There are three of them. One stays in the studio room. The other two, they're on their way out as soon as possible. When I bought them, they were about 6 inches high. They're now 2 feet high, and they keep growing and growing. And, oh, my peace lily plant is having a baby. I wondered what that white bud was. And when I looked the other day, I was ecstatic. My orchid plants, they're in dormant right now. They just finished blooming. But there's one that has six enormous orchid blooms on it, and they're forever beautiful. They're evergreen. And an evergreen, when you're called, you're an evergreen, that means that you're just not showing your age. So never be insulted if someone calls you an evergreen. And I'm looking out over the pond. All of the water is finally receding, and the geese are back just playing and having fun. And I don't know. Let's see if they have the temperatures. No, I have in front of me the Daily Herald, but it doesn't say what the temperature is going to be today. You know, it's the day after tax day. Did you make the deadline? And, of course, this comes at the time of Passover. Happy Passover to all of you. And we're looking forward to Sunday, Easter. And what is your menu going to be like? What are you grateful for? What are you in love with? Are you going to party this spring? And how are you going to party? And the thought for today is love cannot be wasted. It makes no difference where it is bestowed. It always brings in big returns. Love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And you're having your morning coffee with Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. Money Matters all of last week. How money affects your moods. How your mood affects your spending. There's a great deal of psychology to all of us when we start thinking about money. And you've heard me admonish all of you time and time again. Get rid of the old tape that is just blaring in your mind. Getting past the past. Eric Toll said, suffering needs time. It cannot survive in the now. Do you have any idea how many people live in the past? And I hear, well, this is what I heard at home about money. Well, this is what I heard at home. We didn't talk too much to each other. But don't you think that's kind of archaic? There are three upsets. There are three reasons for upsets. Thwarted intention, unfulfilled expectations, and undelivered communications. Man, and I've been put to the test. Had a project going for years with 13 other people involved. Oh, I must have inhaled. Man, I thought this is going to be magnificent. Oh, all of us working together. I saw us working as a team. Not so. They saw me as the cash cow, as the gal who's going to get the job done. You see, I have the reputation, well, and everyone wants me on their team, or to promote whatever they're promoting, because they know that I give 100%. And if I'm impressed with you and your project, and I feel it's going to serve mankind, and if I say, yes, I'm on board, consider it done. So I had to go back and understand why I was feeling so let down. They just don't care. They got excited in the beginning. And I'm the one that did most of the work, by the way. Yeah, they don't care. So in network marketing, it applies. It applies to life. Some will, some won't. So what next? It's a numbers game. So I decided to take my energy and put it in a similar project, but not related to the first one. So this morning, we're going to have our morning coffee together, but I have to admit, my morning coffee will come later in the day. I zap pure water in the microwave for a minute and 45 seconds, and I have fresh lemon. The juice in the bottle will not work. You have to have a fresh lemon. And I quartered it. I slice it in half and quartered. And then I have a lime squeezer. And you squeeze the juice into this hot water. And you sip it. Oh, it cuts all the fat in your body. And it's just excellent for you. But you must do it on an empty tummy. And then wait for about 10 minutes to a half hour to have your breakfast. Confession. I can't eat breakfast. I don't know why people are so determined to make me eat breakfast early. I can't. I can't. But all of you, every doctor tells you, eat your breakfast. Not sugary, watch the carbohydrates. By the way, will you please read the label on all of the products that you're buying at the store? For example, I love natural applesauce. And I saw two different brands on the counter, on the shelf. I picked up the one, I thought, oh, this is great. It said applesauce something, 25 grams of sugar. I picked up the other one, 12 grams. We're on sugar overload. And if you're feeling lackluster, you just don't have the energy, you're not looking too good, well, I want you to look at your plate. What are you eating? What are you eating? Now, they tell us that coffee is good for you, but you don't have to drink a gallon of it. I'm caffeine sensitive, so I use decaf. And I have to tell you, the Silver Fox makes the best coffee in the world. A brief story about experience of eating before I climbed the John Hancock. That's 94 floors. you know, I've climbed it, I think, 8 or 9 times. My energies now are with the American Lung Association, the Presidential Tower, and I just climbed the one tower. 50 flights, and this year I did it in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. I shaved off 15 minutes from last year, and I'm a year older. But I digress. If you want a photo of me climbing it, email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and I will forward you the... I'm in the stairwell, and I'm waving at everyone. Hi there. I was getting ready to climb. Oh, and I wonder why the respiratory health that was part of the American, it's still the same thing, the Lung Association, they did their climb in the last Sunday of February. This year, they did it on April 13th. Huh. And I wonder why they changed. Anyway, a dear chiropractic friend said to me, you'll get a better time. Now, my best time was 33 minutes and 20 seconds, climbing 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. Talk about moving and body discipline, which the whole show is about today. Man. And this is not for sissies. And if you haven't trained for it, I would suggest strongly that you train before you attempt it, because the dynamics change. You're climbing up, the air changes, everything changes. Anyway, he said to me, why don't you get up just a little bit earlier and have an egg and a slice of toast? I said, Dr. Jair, what part of what I said don't you get? I can't eat that early. Oh, no, you'll have a better time. On my mental screen, I still see me. I think I got to about, I don't know, the 40th. And I went, I only have 54 more flights to go. I thought I was going to vomit, toss my cookies right there. Oh, man, I just got so nauseated, whatever. It took me 38 minutes to do that climb. Listen to your body. Yes, I know that breakfast sets the day. So does your thinking. So does your thinking. Remember now, darlings, this morning at 8:18 a.m. Central Time, if you're listening to me, your life is a blank canvas. Whatever you're going to do today, you could create your life. Yesterday, I created what I wanted to do today. Design it your way. And remember, the day is what I make of it. Is it going to be wondrous or withering? Are you going to smile and love, or are you going to be a grump? Are you going to sing? Are you going to dance? You know, that happy feeling? What are you going to do? So perhaps you're like this article that I'm going to read to you from The Science of Mind. Oh, I'm telling you, it saved my life. Science of Mind. The guide for spiritual living. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. But maybe there's just one or two aspects, and I suggest that you start slow. Take baby steps. You can't do it all at once. Promise me that you won't, because it won't last if you try to do everything all at once. Remember I talked about New Year's resolutions? So this is what the article says. It's about having morning coffee. I already had my drink, and then I'll have my coffee later on. But this is what happens to most of you. until you embrace that it's your life. And we teach people how to treat us. So if you're in any type of relationship that you're not happy about, why are you still in it? You're teaching these people how to treat you. Leftover dreams toss themselves about as I drink my morning coffee. What will the day be like? Will I do the things I usually do? Will I say the things I have said 1,000 times before? Will I say with great excitement, I love you? Can I hold love as a thought in mind as I meet and greet new friends? Will I hold back and share only with those I trust? Is this the day I set fire to fears, embrace the tears, and love with every fiber of my being? So I made a decision right now, and I want you to make the decision right now. Today, you're going to find the courage to love out loud. Today, you're going to love with a kind look or a kind word. Today, you're going to say yes to laughter. Ho, ho, ha, 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 ho, ho. Laughter yoga, Dr. Kataria from India. I took the course. I love it. Laughter is a catharsis. And do you know that when most people smile and laugh, they look years younger, their heart is singing, and the cells are happy? You're going to sing a song that makes you happy. And you're going to find a way to buy a cup of coffee for someone who is thirsty. And you're going to let someone who is in a hurry pull out in front of me, and you're going to even hold the door for someone else to enter. Today, this is what you're going to do. You're going to look longer into the eyes of those I love. The ones that you love, you're going to look longer, hold their gaze. And you're going to wait till the end of whatever someone is saying and give thought to what I've heard before jumping in with whatever I've been thinking. Most people listen, but they don't hear. And today, come on, put your coffee cup down. Write this down. You're going to smell the air. You're going to look up at the sky. You're going to watch a bird and say, yes, to spring and to all it brings. Today, you're going to greet the sunshine. Let me tell you what I do. No matter where I'm shopping, no matter who the clerk is, and I see them smile, and I have no problem saying, do you have any idea how pretty or how handsome you are when you smile? And if the clerk or whomever I'm working with has a melodious voice, hey, do you realize that you have a great voice? Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future. Your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines you. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Where are you going? You know, most can't move forward. Again, we're talking about body discipline, mind discipline. The brain and body work together. When you go to bed at night, 2 hours into sleep, the brain is talking to the body. Can you truly embrace living in the now? Eric Toll, and his book is brilliant, Get It, Living in the Now. And there are other books that I'm going to suggest while we're on the air. What untold misery is suffered through the burdens imposed by our yesterdays and the bitter prospects of our tomorrows? The good of the present day is too often sandwiched between these two impossible situations. You know, each one of us could spend 24/7 complaining about our past. What good does it do? You see, the choices we made came back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. Did you learn from the ones that came back to bite you in the butt? And by the way, all of the choices that I made in my past were mine. Yeah, I was at a point where I would love to blame everyone else. Until I was introduced to the power of choice, the power of thoughts. Thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. You cannot make a motion. I can't do this telephone radio show without the choice of dialing in. Why is it? You know, life is not a dress rehearsal. No do-overs, this is it. And, you know, we hear all the time, yeah? I know. Oh, I live in the present. Trust me. Do I have moments of weakness? Of course I do. But when that happens, I simply say thank you. It reinforces my decision, my persistence to live in the now. Most people ask, well, how do you live in the present each day? Decide how much time you will spend dwelling on the past. Use a timer to keep yourself on schedule. Begin with the statement, I am not a victim. End the statement with, I'm willing to forgive myself and others. Do you see the movement? Do you see the mind discipline? Do you see why I chose landscapes with moving figures? What you're thinking is the landscape of your mind. Your life is a canvas, blank. Don't you meet people that are going there still complaining about the same thing over and over again? They're not in my life. I do house cleaning every 30 days, mental. My reference group, that means the people that I'm associated with. Because there are negative Nellies, toxic negative thinkers, naysayers, bullies. I don't want them in my life. I avoid places and situations that may push my buttons and return me to the past or part of my past. No, I'm moving forward, climbing higher on the path of life. I'm in the winter of my life, but I see it as the springtime. It's party time. And this is what you all need to do. You take care of everyone else. Why can't you take care of yourself? Most people don't have value. They have inferiority complexes. Why? You know, it's nearly impossible to stay away from dwelling on some past event. When this happens, make it a visit, not a place to stay. You know, the past is valuable. Don't try to get rid of it. Just don't let it be priority. Push it down in the valley where it belongs. And if you have some forgiveness, the mind discipline, if there is forgiveness, write it down. Get Edith and Anne's book. I'll tell you about it later. comes to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Oh, how about the, you're waiting for your soulmate. Oh, you're going to win the lottery. And a brand new convertible, but just like the past, it's not a place we can stay. We remember the past and imagine the future because we were designed to learn from both. And then, did you listen to my show about what if you were an overnight millionaire? The little town in Spain, 264 occupants, they won the El Gordo, the biggest lottery in Europe. No one moved. They said, why should we? We're going to build here. We're going to build here. And what I loved, and I'll write this down, it's okay to remember the past, just don't dwell there. Like Johnny Carson said, it's okay to go down in the valley, but don't pitch a tent. And look forward to the future with gusto. Wow! And learn from both. I don't know, darlings, are you dealing with the death of a loved one, divorced or divorce or other losses? Be gentle with how you care for yourself. Facing a new day may be the most difficult thing you can do. But why not face the day knowing that every new day is a day for more forgiveness and healing? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network, reaching listeners in every country in the world. You got to dance like there's nobody watching. Love like you'll never be hurt. Sing like there's nobody listening. And live like it's heaven on earth. Oh, this is interesting. It was only a dream. The dream continued. The courage to create. Do you have any idea how remarkable you are? While traveling through this exciting journey of life, we sometimes forget how gifted, talented, and magnificent we are. Let's choose to share our dreams. It's never too late. Let's stay focused and release all thought patterns of lack and limitation and welcome the new. Let's choose to make today the best of the rest of our lives. Right now, it's our choice. Come on. Let's all slow down and dance with the now. That was the minute and a half speech I had to give at the Ms. Senior America pageant in Reno, Nevada in 2000. And in a minute's notice, I had to come up with that. Give your philosophy of life. Share with people what has made a difference in your life. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show is An Unlikely Ballerina. Man, it's an art that is challenging. It's not for sissies. Not for sissies. April 16th, 2014. What's going on in most people's minds? sorrow mixed with Boston pride, the city marks anniversary of marathon bombing. I can't help but think of that depraved man in Ohio, 62 years old, a bully. He had to sit out a corner. And the judge wasn't fierce enough with him. I'd have him sitting in jail for 15 months, holding a sign. He bullied his neighbor, a woman with disabled children, a husband with dementia. There are people that are just evil. I never thought I'd say it. But what about the bombings at the Jewish synagogue in part of the country? And there was a man who said, I hate Jews, I hate them. Well, honey, you just described yourself. What is going on? 2014 was supposed to be unleash the power of your voice and making it a gentler time to live. And here we are a year later in Boston. Survivors, first responders, and relatives of those killed in the Boston Marathon bombing mark the anniversary Tuesday with tributes that combine sorrow over the loss of innocent victims with pride over the city's resilience in the face of terror attack. Oh, this day will always be hard, but this place will always be strong. There will be 36,000 runners who plan to run the marathon next week, saying that they will send a message to terrorists. Mara Hamatica will never, ever stand down. We own the finish line. The discipline of thinking, the discipline of humanitarianism, the discipline of being the very best that you could be. And you know what I say to everyone? Look, America is a great place to live. We invite you here, but you're going to come here the right way. And the Al-Qaeda, Jihad, all of this, go fix your own countries. But you don't stand a chance. We're very strong because we have united in solidarity. Oh, we've got some warts and little pimples and boo-boos and oopsies. But how dare you go and bomb something else if you're hell-bent on destroying lives. And then I'm thinking of these two brothers. The younger one is in jail. Oh, look at this little sweetheart, Martin Richard, who lost his life. Oh, dear. He said that his defense is that he was under the mesmerization of his older brother. Look, this is a no-brainer. If you ain't happy with what's happening here, kill yourself. Who's going to care? Why do you have to take lives? And the shooting in Fort Hood. And then there was another kid with a knife in one other state. They do have problems, don't they? But let's talk about Landscape with Moving Figures for Ballet Devotees by Laura Jacobs. Did you know that ballet is the most unforgiving of the arts? Discipline. Discipline in mind and body. We could use that analogy in anything, in your thinking. It's the discipline of the thoughts that you're feeding into your brain. I have to take a moment to acknowledge contributing authors that are sponsoring the PSA, Public Service Announcement, Seniors Beware. Con and scam artists. You see, they're actors and actresses. They're pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. Not too long ago, in my area, Mount Prospect, a 79-year-old woman nearly lost $55,000 in a phone scam. But she recovered. You get a telephone call. Oh, I did. I got emails telling me that some of my acquaintances were in Europe and they needed money. I thought, how could she be in London? I just talked to her yesterday. It was a scam. But can you imagine going to the bank, withdrawing $55,000 to wire it to Canada because your grandson had an accident in Minnesota and seriously injured the other driver, according to the police report? Well, wouldn't the first thing be to call your grandson to see if he's really there? How? She's not with it. Take this number down. 800-646 2283. That is the Fraud Fighter Hotline. Thank you, ARP. I told you, live in the now. Be aware. I don't care what your age is. Don't you dare use age as an excuse. Did you know, yearly, based on all reports, victims who are 50-plus lose $3 billion. I didn't say million. I said $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. And don't let that be you. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. And this PSA has been brought to you by contributing authors in choices. Choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs introduced by Kathy Watson. You gotta read their story. Get the book. Read the story. It may change your life. The book is available through Kathy Watson, Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And soft, hard ebook, Kindle and Nook. Oh, you'll love Bonnie Rooks, her story, In Memoriam. She left us in 2013, but Bonnie, I'm here to tell you, your spirit is alive and rocking. And she was possibly the oldest woman working in the steel mills, alongside men laboring in the steel mills. She wasn't sitting at a desk. She said, I'll never retire, because if I do, I'll die. She was pushing 90 when she passed away. Get the book, Choices. And then we have Rhea, who said, oh, you know, there are. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make, but the reality, you just got to be you. And I'm saying, be the authentic you, not someone else's. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made. Oh, some of them that came back to embrace her, to serve her, and others that came back to bite her in the butt. But she said, I learned. Choices available Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, and through Kathy Watson. Chuck Brazelton, Brazelton Insurance Services. We've been together close to 30 years. Why would you leave Dom Perignon or Filet Mignon and go to ground beef? Read his story. None of us came into this world with a silver spoon in our mouth. We just had that fire in the belly to make a difference in our life. No guts, no glory. Read his story from frozen fingertips to frozen toes in Choices. And then Reviva Labs. The leader in skincare, Steve Stressler, the CEO. We've been together 40 years. Lasted longer than most marriages. I've been using the products for 40 years. The results are amazing. Get the book Choices. It may change your life. And there's Lee Patrick, extraordinaire entrepreneur, feisty. Oh, you've got to read her story. She never let challenges stop her from achieving her goals. 8 cars, 18 trips around the world that she won, she earned. Get the book Choices. And then there's Sandy Hutchings, ageless dynamic diva with panache purpose, glamour, style, and vitality. Her passion? Ownership, and it's reflected in her Florida real estate investment, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island. She wants to live her life in paradise, and she is. Thank you. This PSA has been brought to you in part by Celebrity Authors. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And before I get into the guts of the show, let me acknowledge my sponsors. Yeah, the show is sponsor-driven. I don't think of them as sponsors. I think of them as my partners. Would you like to be part of the Live with Kathy radio show consortium? Call me at 847-882-8717. I don't know what your product is, your business, your service. Imagine holding an audience spellbound while I introduce you, your business products, on Live with Kathy. It's a 10-week introduction, so affordable. Your mini-mercial will be heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks. Oh, I can't tell you how affordable it is. And the learning process, you're going to learn about you. Radio is a strong frequency reaching out to grab your attention. It is a powerful marketing tool. So, while you're communicating to the world, the show is being archived. And, oh, you're invited to be my guest host. You see, radio is the information highway. And then you get to listen to yourself. And then you wonder, how did I sound? You see, live talk radio is really hot, hot, hot. It truly is. It's not instant. It's not a quick fix. It's a study in your evolution, and the process of development is ongoing. It's about you. And then we tweak whatever it is that you had to say. So call me, 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, and the mission and purpose is to acknowledge ironworkers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Log on, ironworkers.org. And we have a CD out, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. Fanfare to the Common Man. And then Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the ballet dancer, the male ballet dancer, and embracing the fluid movements of the graceful swan. Arduous, hard work. Years of body discipline and development. Hoffman Estates Park District, where I work out. You do know that in 2009 they won the National Gold Medal Award for recognition of being the finest park district in the nation. They have a 50-plus consortium directed by Rika Cuff. You don't have to be bored and lonely. I don't care what your age is. But if you're 50-plus, log on heparks.org. Check with your senior centers and your libraries. The tax man cometh and went. Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Email him at ahtax@ameritech.net if you have a little problem, a little query. And you heard me talk about Reviva, Looks Do Matter. Log on, revivalabs.com. And here's another book that you have to have. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. And you want to talk about challenges? All of you whiners out there, toxic negative thinking? She has survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. www.enamm.com. And you have more month than money? Log on Leticia, LETECIA.myshackley.com. You don't need a college degree. We're talking about a home-based business. You are smart enough. All you need is that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in the world, in your life first. Oh, so many people are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing, and it could be yours. Make it a family affair. Teach the kids finances. LETECIA.myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The discipline of ballet. No, it's not for sissies. Oh, come on. Oh, you're a sissy if you're a boy and you study ballet. Oh, look at Brezhnikov. Nureyev, look at these magnificent heads. Do you have any idea? Ballet is the most unforgiving of the arts. Do you have any idea how it disciplines your mind, your brain, and your thinking? And all of you seniors, call one of the schools and put together a group of you and say, we want to come in for the basic. One position, two, three, four, five, and regain your balance again. The body and the brain don't age. You do. You're aging. You don't have to lose your balance. From the very youngest age, an aspiring dancer's body is scrutinized and judged. Too tall, too short, too fat. Oh, the back is not flexible enough. Legs not long enough. And that's just the start. And then there was a matter of race. Would a black dancer alter the uniformity of a line of white swans and Swan Lake and other classics? Here is the unique story. She is African-American dancer. She started at a rather late age, at 13. I never thought about it. For many years, there was the argument that most black children did not have access to ballet classes at the necessary young age. And then there was this question about would it change the configuration of, yeah, all of the ballets are white. Why is that? Oh, but Dance Theater of Harlem, Alan Ailey, oh, yes, there are others that have finally submerged. The answer, yes. It was bluntly put, particularly when the older generation of Russian, French, and British ballet masters helmed the world's major companies and oversaw their schools. Has it changed? Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's now 31. Her name is Misty. The only African-American soloist with the American Ballet Theatre whose autobiography, Life in Motion, An Unlikely Ballerina, Touchstone, Simon & Schuster, written by Charisse Jones, has been published. It's a story of which movies are made, and it may happen down the road. Well, she is African-American as well as German and Italian descent. She grew up in San Pedro area. Oh, I want to give you, log on the video. Misty Copeland discusses her inspirations and the obstacles she faced at suntimes.com. And her name is Misty, M-I-S-T-Y-C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D. I'm going to contact her and have her on the show. She grew up in San Pedro area of Los Angeles, one of five siblings from her mother's string of multiple chaotic marriages and relationships. And at one point, her family lived in a shabby motel room. Her drill team coach at school, who first spotted her talent and introduced her to a dance teacher. She was a boys and girls club. You know, it doesn't take a village to change my child's life. Mine was changed by Helen Flaherty. Laura's life was changed when she realized that she couldn't be riding horses all of her life, that she really wanted to embrace the idea of a dance critic. And I had the pleasure of hosting Laura one summer while she studied with Ruth Page and Loretta Rozak. And now she is with Vanity Fair, and her book is Landscape with Moving Figures, A Decade on Dance, by Laura Jacobs. Don't you understand that it changes your life? The body discipline of ballet. I'll tell you more about it tomorrow at 11 a.m. After jeté now into the next phase of my life. I'm taking a grand jeté into the next phase of my life. Until tomorrow, make it a great day. Au revoir.